Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's still Tuesday, the 27th of January 2015, and this is still my audio boo blog. Been listening to some very interesting boos from Paul Hopkins and Paul Omani and Claire Randall about the audio boom users and the idea of entering into a partnership with the Audio Boom company, very interesting, very interesting ideas that have been thrown around. So do listen to those boos if you haven't. They're interesting boos and very thought provoking. One of the ideas that's come through on those discussions is a comparison between Audio Boo and Apple, in that Apple has some very evangelistic user base, and those users evangelize the platform and encourage people, and are very and some of them very obsessive about their affection and fondness and support of the brand, and that Audio Boom is similar in that respect. I think there's a fundamental difference, though, which I think is too big to ignore. With Apple, these fanatical users are the customers of the company. Those are the customers. They are the people that are paying the money into the organisation that keeps the organisation afloat. So the organisation is very much incentivised to try and meet the needs of their users, because their users are their customers. With Audio Boom, however, the users are not the customers. The users, the Audio Boom community people, people like me, we are not the customers, we are the product. The customers are those media companies that Audio Boom are courting. They're the customers. They're the ones that are paying for Audio Boom to exist. And they are paying Audio Boom for access to the user base. And that's why the user base is the product. It's a very different perspective. So if Audio Boom's customers were complaining about the app and the service, then they would take it very seriously at Audio Boom. But we're the product. It's like the transistors and the microchips inside the Apple product. If they were unhappy with their lot, tough. They're still going to get put in the machines and sold. It's the customer that needs to be happy. Now Audio Boo did flirt with the what they call the freemium model, whereby the revenue of the company would be obtained from the users. Audio Boo flirted with that model, experimented with that model. That's where the pro account and the plus account come from. The experiment has led in the direction where it is now, where they've basically abandoned that idea. Yes, there is still a plus account, you could see them trying to force people into the plus account when they moved us down to 3 minutes for non-Plus accounts. That was the incentive for everyone to move into Plus accounts and for them to make the money from the users. We didn't do it. The figures have been looked at and examined in the discussions that have occurred here, I don't know, 6 months ago. The money that's made from Plus accounts is nothing in the grand scheme of things. So that experiment has failed, and Audioboo has redirected itself and confirmed itself on the business model of the corporates being their corporate clients being the customer and the revenue stream for Audioboom, and the listeners and the users of the service are the product. And it's the same as Twitter and Facebook and Gmail, all those things where the users are getting the service for free, they're actually the product. So advertising can be pushed at them. So the idea that a collective of the Audioboo community would be able to get together and select some representatives to go into negotiations and influence the direction of Audioboom is pie in the sky, as far as I'm concerned. Even if that group of users were to say, yeah, we're prepared to pay for the service, which is Paul Hopkins' original message in his boom post that sparked off this conversation, I think. And I agree with him, put forward the idea that us users who love the service would be prepared to pay good money for using the service. The money that we could get from that is not going to sway Audioboom as a company. If there was any money at all, and Paul Armani seems to be suggesting that it should be zero cost transaction, ideally. So, and of course, there could be other companies that we could approach if we had a group of users who wanted a service that does what Audioboo used to do. Then perhaps the financial weight of that collective could spend that money on with a different company or a different group of people. Maybe a new little company could be built that delivered the service that we used to enjoy in Audioboo. And that, to me, is more on the ideas that Topgold and Ernie have toyed with over the past 6 months as well, in reaction to the last Audioboom app update. If there is spending money there and spending power, it could be explored with a partner other than Audioboom themselves. But I think with Audioboom, that ship has passed. They've had the experiment. It didn't work. They can't make the money from the users. They have to make the money from the corporates. The users become product. Now, to me, I'm not bothered. I'm really not bothered by the new app update. I don't use the Audioboom app to listen to the Audioboos. I use the RSS feeds that feed the data into my podcatcher, which on iOS I use Downcast, and I know a number of other iOS users use Downcast for that facility, and there are similar podcatchers that are available for Android and Windows and whatever other platforms, and desktop platforms and that sort of thing. So in terms of listening to people who follow on Audioboo, you don't have to use the app. I don't use the app for that. It's much better in Downcast for me. We've heard of people talking about how they don't use the app to upload either. So a lot of people are using Boss Jock Studio and other recording apps, and using Boomail to transfer the files up from their phones. up to the Audioboom servers. So in that use model of the public boo and the consumption of public boos, you don't even need to use the app. So it doesn't bother me at all. Now I'm aware that this use of podcatchers and RSS feeds seems to be more prevalent in the sighted community. I don't think I've ever heard anybody in the VI community, and I know quite a few who use a podcatcher to consume Audioboos. So maybe the app is more important to the VI community. Yeah, I understand things are different perhaps there, and need to be sensitive of that, but you know, it might just be a matter of passing on the knowledge of how to achieve it. So to me, the app updates are not relevant really to me. I use the Audioboo app for private messaging, so sending private messages and listening to private messages. I use the app for that, and I use the app for public boos, but at the moment that's not broken. But if it was broken, I could use another recording app and Boomail. So I'm not too worried about the app itself. I know people that have just upgraded to version 4 of the app are finding it difficult to listen to their boo followed boos. It is in the menu there. It's not the My Follows, which quite rightly gives you a list. Sorry, as people are aware, gives you a list of people you follow. Down in the My Account section, there is a followed posts menu option right at the very bottom, virtually. But it is there. So the app is becoming less and less useful to me. I'm not that bothered. So no, I don't think it's worth talking to Audioboom. As we are the product, we are the users. Are there any organisations in a similar scenario where the users have represented themselves and gone with a business case to the company and said, "Here's how you keep us happy," and other stuff? Well, if I think about the examples of Facebook and Twitter and Gmail, Hotmail, those sorts of things. Don't think they do. I think the only way that the users are able to influence those companies, as far as I've seen in those examples, when the people have done something wrong, the companies have done something wrong. Facebook have made missteps along the way, Twitter as well. But Facebook most notably, they've made quite a few sort of privacy faux pas. It's been the users threatening to leave and closing their Facebook accounts and protesting in that way. But voting with their feet really has been the only way. So if the Audioboom users were to vote with their feet and leave and go en masse to another platform, then yes, the Audioboom company might find itself, we've been neglecting our users, we need to do more to encourage our users back. And then they might start listening to, doing focus groups and things to try and find out what the features are that the users want. But we're not doing that, we're not listening, we are listening. We're not leaving in droves, as Claire rightly pointed out. Audioboom can just ignore us and carry on doing what they want to do to try and make it easier for us to find the content that their customers are actually paying them to deliver to our ears. So yeah, by all means, let's have a community, let's have a committee, and let's have a group of people that provide leadership and a voice to the users. But I think the reality is that we're going to have to build the service that we want somewhere else, or find another service that delivers what we want if one exists, and all move en masse to that new place. Because I think the thing that one of the things that keeps drawing everyone back to Audio Boom is the group of people that are on Audio Boom. It's a great group of people, and we're able to have some really interesting conversations. And I'm not aware that anyone has found an alternative platform yet that facilitates all of that. So it's going to be, it's got to be, in my view, it's got to be a concerted effort to either find one, select it, and we all move to it, or if it doesn't exist yet, then make it. Is it SoundCloud? I don't know. Is it Voicebo? I don't know. I don't know. It could be Dropbox. I don't know what it is, but I think that's the only way forward. I don't think negotiations with Audio Boom as a company is going to get us anywhere. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you all again soon. Toodle-boo.